being able to work in front of a crowd like that is awful nice. And, you know, we're just a couple days into it, but the guys are eager. We're working hard. And, you know, we know we have a lot of work to do. So, you know, we've really just been, you know, kind of trying to cover all that we can in meetings. We've thrown a lot at them early. You know, we were able to have an off season where we got through the OTAs and installed everything. So they're hearing it again, but at a much faster pace right now. And so we're challenging them physically and mentally. But I like the way the unit has started camp.
Nice to get them in pads finally.
It is. I mean, I was one of the players that benefited from being in pads. You know, in my career, a lot of times I was beat out in the spring, and I take my job back in the fall when we put the pads on. So you can't really settle too much until you get the pads on. This sport is played in pads. Tackling and being able to shed blocks is important. And so, yeah, it was good. And I think the guys were really ready to be in pads. You know, long off season, getting ready for this point. A lot of excitement about Peyton being here and us having an opportunity to take this team to another level. And so for us to be able to get that pad work started was good.
Jack, yesterday before Quentin hurt himself, you had he and Raheem in there as the two safeties with the ones. Is that so you have these guys work together because you know what you have in Mike Adams?
No. They're going to roll. We're going to roll them through. It's going to be a competitive group. Hopefully we'll get Q back soon. I know he's got a hamstring. But, no, it's really right now you can't off the depth chart. There are a few givens. You know, Champ Bailey is going to start at one corner. Von Miller is going to start at outside linebacker. But, you know, beyond those kind of things, you know, it's really we want to make it as competitive as possible. We're trying to create opportunities for guys to be challenged, for guys to make a new impression. I'm new to this staff. I'm coming in with open eyes. I'm looking to see certain things from our unit, and the guys that exhibit those traits consistently will win spots in the lineup. And the one thing we want to do is we're going to use everybody that we can anyway. You know, in today's NFL with, you know, 5-4 and 5 wide receiver sets, 3 and 4 tight end sets, I mean, you've got to be able to play a bunch of guys. So, you know, we'll try and get everybody that ends up being here on the 53 prepared to play a role for us.
Well, then up front, Mitch Unrein getting an opportunity with Justin Bannon dealing with his calf. I mean, that's maybe a name that some people around, even though he's on the team.
Yeah. Know. Well, Mitch is from right up the road in Wyoming. So,
how big is the opportunity for him?
Yeah, I mean, I think he's pretty fired up about it. Again, like the other guys, I mean, they're all getting an opportunity. They're all going to get plenty of reps. And Mitch has done a nice job. You know, he's undersized, so he's got to really work to have his pad level together and be able to anchor down where we need him to anchor. But his effort is excellent. You know, the passion he plays with is excellent. So those are the kinds of things that, you know, 2 days into it, we're happy, and now we're getting into pads, and I look forward to seeing the film today and get the first look at how physical we were and how we're going to be able to stuff blocks and stuff to run and rush the quarterback.
Jack, you didn't get to see Derek Wolfe much in the offseason.
Yeah.
What have you seen so far from him?
He's a guy that really cares. He's a high-energy guy. He's going to be a load when he's playing end. He'll be a mismatch on tight ends. He can slide down in and play tackle and will do both. And I like the way he started camp. Now, he's going to be swimming for a while because of all that missed time OTAs and through no fault of his own. You know, I mean, it's NCAA rule in terms of, you know, you can't come to your class graduate, so he missed the bulk of the offseason. And then we were not able as coaches to work with him between. So he's a little frustrated by that, but we're here now. He's working. He is a worker. I think that we'll all appreciate him. He's got natural finish on the quarterback ability. He just has a way of being slippery when it's time to rush the quarterback. And we need some push inside from our tackles, and I think he'll be able to give us some of that.
Ty Warren's missed a couple seasons here. Do you like what you've seen so far?
Yeah, Ty's still working his way back into shape. I like the fact that we have him available. You know, he's working on conditioning and technique and things and trying to come back from a couple years of not playing football, which is a lot. So, yeah, I'm very optimistic, but it's kind of a wait and see. You know, let's get it going. Again, he's in the mix, you know, competing for a spot and for time. And I'm glad that he's healthy and able to go, and hopefully we can make it through this phase and get into the season and have a good year from him.
Joe Mixon is a guy that we haven't seen much in the nickel
yeah.
here. previously. I know it looks like he's been getting a lot of work there, maybe because of necessity. But how do you, what are the plans to work him in?
Joe, we're going to work our group. It's kind of like I'm saying throughout, because it's early in camp. And you don't want to make decisions prior to getting a look in pads and having them go through preseason games, and then you settle your lineup. But he's definitely going to be in the mix. If he's not starting, he'll be a backup in sub. He's definitely a starter in base right now. So that's his job to keep. I think he's doing a nice job for us. He's a thumper. You know, he's conscientious. I think he's asserting himself more. I think, you know, from what I've been told, I'm hearing what I'm hearing for the first time, but it's gotten better since this spring, where he's being more assertive, taking charge and taking control. And that's what we want from our middle linebacker.
What do you see in Woodyard seizing this opportunity?
Yeah, Woody's doing a good job. He's a guy that's been here. He's a pro. He's been great on teams. He's filled in and played in the past. He played well at the beginning of last year. And so he's getting that opportunity, that first crack at that spot with DJ's situation. Woody's getting the first crack at it. And we've got other guys that are going to compete over there and get time and get a look. You know, Nate Irving will get a look. Danny Trevathan will get a look. And we'll settle on the best guys. But Woodyard's getting the first look, being with the first group.
What are the impressions of Danny?
Danny's a natural playmaker. You know, he's taking a lot of reps in our sub package right now. He's got quickness. He's got great instincts and anticipation. You know, he didn't lead the SEC in tackles the last couple of years without having a nose for the football. So he's a natural playmaker. You know, I like the way he started camp. He's kind of a kid that it, you know, rookies come in different ways. You know, some guys come in, they think they have it all figured out. Some kids come in and they're just ready to work, and he's that kind of guy. He's come in, he's just soaking it up, taking all the coaching. He can take hard coaching, and he's just soaking it up and working at his trade. So I like that about him. I think, you know, really the guys that we drafted, Wolf and Omar and Danny, those three guys have all come in and approached it, and Malik, all come in and approached it from a work ethic standpoint the right way, at least the initial, you know, look at it, the initial start to camp. So we want to keep that going because, you know, we have a lot of work as a team and as veterans, but, you know, the rookies have an awful lot. And that's usually what keeps them is from making the necessary improvement to help the team right away is that work ethic. And it looks like we've got a pretty good group.
From a personnel standpoint, how does a guy lead the SEC in tackles twice and stay on the board that long?
I'm not sure. That'd be a good question for Matt Russell. You know, we liked him. You know, I'm not sure how he's stacked and ranked. But at the end of the day, when he was sitting there and we had a chance to get him, I was pretty happy we were able to do that. And you know, I instantly got text messages from coaches in that conference that I'm friendly with, and they're saying, "Hey, you got a heck of a player."
Last one for Coach
Beck. Steven Johnson's a name people may not know unless they watch bad Big 12 games, but he seems to be running as your second team. Mike, what have you seen from him through the spring and now these first couple days?
Yeah, Steve's doing a good job. You know, again, don't feel like anything on the depth chart settled right now, but he's getting some opportunities right now. He's a smart player. He moves pretty well. You know, I'm not sure where they ranked on defense last year, but I think they needed more guys like Steve, and they could have been a little better. I think he's a pretty good young player. So, you know, right now I think he's just trying to soak it up and make the most out of every opportunity he gets. He is getting a lot of snaps right now. I mean, the whole team is, you know. The way Coach Fox sets up our camp, we really rep all the way through our roster throughout each period. So guys are getting a lot of exposure. Now, as we get closer to games, that'll get pared down. So they need to take advantage of this time.